gem that deserves our support. I have untold number of great ideas for new programming, innovative fundraising, growing listenership, and ways to bring us closer together as a community. I'd love to put my business and financial skills, my creativity, and strong strategic acumen to work in support of WBAI's success. I hope you'll vote for me. This has been Camilla Reese running for a seat on WBAI's local station board.
I, Dion Powell, am running for local WBAI station board because I want to represent real diversity, equity, and inclusion on these platforms. A voice like mine from the Bronx, New York, gives a unique perspective on all the programming going forward, especially in this political climate. And I believe my opinions and my knowledge and resources could be a great attribute for people of color beyond, and, you know, educating people on civics, which is very important right now, and giving inputs to the board that I think will be very beneficial to the listeners and also in their organizations. So allowing me access to the board and what goes on behind the curtain at WBAI and to learn more, help me grow and also take back to my community. Thank you.
I'm Paul DiRienzo, candidate for a seat on the WBAI local station board. WBAI is facing a crisis, as usual. The crisis isn't the problem, but a long-standing failure of foresight and planning has become a network pandemic. Lurking in the shadows is a lack of vision and purpose. With only 5,000 members, down from 20,000 members just a generation ago, WBAI has no future without change. WBAI can add listeners without alienating legacy members by promoting crossover programming, shows appealing to more than one group. For example, the news. Bringing together old and young folks, ethnic groups with varied tastes in arts and music, relying on the people. WBAI can sail the rough political seas ahead by following the ideals stated in the original mission statement. WBAI has a crucial role and cannot continue as a club, clique, or outlet for one political view. We must fulfill our promise to New York and the world. From New York City, I'm Paul DiRienzo. Thanks for listening.
Hi. I am M.K. Williams, running as a listener candidate in the WBAI local station board election. I have been secretary of the LSB, the Finance Committee, and the Management Evaluation Committee. I am an experienced physician assistant with a master's in public health from Columbia. I aided refugees in Thailand and health workers in Nicaragua, among other things. I have been a loyal WBAI listener and member since the early 1970s, even keeping up my membership after moving back to Oklahoma to take care of aging parents. I want to do everything I can to preserve WBAI and Pacifica. Pacifica's mission to educate our way to world peace is unique in the world, and WBAI's dedication to free speech is unique among Pacifica stations. I chaired a listener group called the Free Speech Radio Alliance in the 1980s. Working together, we can save WBAI.
Hello, my name is Jack DePalma. I'm a candidate for the WBAI LSD election being run in 2023. I want WBAI to thrive. I want WBAI to increase in listenership, and I want WBAI to be able to pay its bills. It's important that we in New York City keep financial stability and financial security, includes the fact that we pay our own bills within our means, and we increase our support amongst listeners and supporters. Thank you very much. Please put me on the ranking in the election. Thank you very much. Jack DePalma for the LSD listener candidate.
And now, coming up next is Ecologic with Ken Gale, Sally Gellert, and Donna Stein. Up next over WBAI. All right, looks like I'm having a bit of uncooperativeness from a piece of my equipment. We'll be right back with your opening theme in just a moment.
A boutique and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They pay paradise, put up a parking lot.
If they keep on following
see a windmill go, feel the pull of an ocean wave, the heat from a volcano. There's so much we could do, there's so much we could know, if we listen to the earth.
And welcome. Glad you could join us for Ecologic. Clean air and water are healthy air and water. Every day is Earth Day. I'm Ken Gale.
I'm Sally Gellert.
And I'm Donna Stein. This is Ecologic for Wednesday, September 6, 2023.
When your air or water are clean, thank an environmentalist. If not, become one. Enough said.
Today we'll be talking about more public transit to lower greenhouse gas emissions, getting to the September 17th March to End Fossil Fuels, new innovations in renewable energy, the EPA removing federal protections for wetlands, bees as a necessity for our food, renewal of the Farm Bill, steel mills, Holtec moving radiation-contaminated equipment from New Jersey to New York, and next steps in protecting the Hudson River.
Ecologic covers many topics on every show, usually one in depth and several in brief. But on today's News, Views, and Music 2 show, we're bringing you a great variety of stories. We give links on our website so you can explore them further if they appeal to you. We make sure to include solutions to every problem we bring up.
We try to open every show with good news. One of the best ways to lower greenhouse gas emissions is to use public transit. When transit is much harder to use than a car, or seems harder to use even when it's not, the benefits are reduced. There are organizations working to improve public transit in New Jersey. One of the oldest of these is the Lackawanna Coalition, started in April 1979, just 3 months before New Jersey Transit itself. Convening the group was then-Mayor Maureen Ogden with some local rail commuters. The group still meets at Milburn Town Hall. The coalition has supported the efforts of Empower New Jersey and others to get New Jersey Transit to support the state government clean energy goals. And as promised, make the New Jersey Transit Grid Project renewable-focused, not a gas-powered power plant with solar at some nebulous time in the future. On Sunday, September 17th, many New Jersey environmentalists are rallying at train stations before heading into New York City for the March to End Fossil Fuels. Lackawanna Coalition members will be out at some of the stations, helping folks unfamiliar with New Jersey Transit to get tickets from the vending machines and advising about senior fares and navigating Secaucus Junction and New York Penn Station.
I love positive tech innovations that can change the world for the better. A Turkish civil engineering student, Kerem Devici, devised a vertical wind turbine known as Enlil that can harness air currents created by passing traffic to produce energy. Wow. One of these turbines with its long vertical blades and an additional solar panel on top, which is part of the design, reportedly produces 1 kilowatt of energy an hour, enough to power up to 2 homes for a day. Researchers at Istanbul Technical University worked with a team at Mr. Beach's tech firm to create the roadside mechanism. The inventor says that the Enlil turbine is simple and durable, making it easy to assemble and also to fix. And there are even more environmental benefits. The turbines harness smart technologies that track the temperature, humidity, carbon footprint, and earthquake activity of the surrounding area. Wow, I'm going to be watching this technology with hopes that they can scale it up, as they say. As of 2020, Turkey produced 8% of their energy from wind. Yay, Turkey.
And now we have Mercy Van Black, lead singer of the New York City Metro Raging Grannies.
The New York City Metro Raging Grannies were started by WILF, Women's International League for Peace and Freedom, as were most of the Raging Granny gaggles, as they are called. In the tradition of wise women elders, the mission of the Raging Grannies is to promote global peace, justice, and social and economic equality by raising public awareness through the medium of song and humor. There are now more than 80 gaggles of Raging Grannies throughout Canada and the U.S. Here we are singing Radical Environmentalists.
Oh, we're radical environmentalists. We're radical environmentalists. We like clean air and clean water, just like the farmer's daughter, 'cause we're radical environmentalists.
Yeehaw!
Oh, we like our veggies without pesticides, and hate beef and chicken fed with cows who die. We like fish without PCBs and forests filled with old trees, 'cause we're radical environmentalists. We like autos that will cause us no pollution, and we think laws should provide a safe solution. We like long thrown without weed and feed, we'll toss out every gene splice seed. We're radical environmentalists.
Yeehaw!
We want power that can always be renewed.
And how?
And we want to change consumer attitudes.
Yes, indeed.
Recycle all your glass and paper. And you can tell your maker you're a radical environmentalist.
That was the New York City Metro Raging Granny singing Radical Environmentalist. We have a few Raging Granny CDs available as premiums. You'll hear more from them and about them later in the show. If you can't wait, you can find them now at ecologic.wbai.org.
In a disappointing move last week, the Environmental Protection Agency removed federal protections for a majority of the country's wetlands. This was needed to comply with the U.S. Supreme Court decision Sackett versus EPA in May, which narrowed the scope of the Clean Water Act, the agency's power to regulate waterways and wetlands protected by that 1972 Act. This goes to show what we always say, we have to stay vigilant. The bad guys don't stop. And so new generations of activists always need to come forward to keep the pressure on. Environmental activists have won before, and we will win again. At this juncture, we need to focus on the state level. Damage in many locations, such as that caused by Hurricane Sandy in New York and New Jersey and Hurricane Katrina on the Gulf Coast, would have been much less if the wetlands there weren't compromised. Wetlands serve not only to protect many species of plants and animals, but also to absorb storm surges, protecting our inland areas in the case of a storm. It can mobilize the states to protect the environment of the precious necessary waterways and wetlands. We need to use the tools that exist at the state levels and ensure that additional protections are put in place. States have some authority that the federal EPA does not have, and that is where much activism is being done, such as proposals for green amendments in many states. Jim Murphy, the National Wildlife Federation's Director of Legal Advocacy, said the rule spells out how the Sackett decision has undermined our ability to prevent the destruction of our nation's wetlands, which protect drinking water, absorb floods, and provide habitat for wildlife. Congress needs to step up to protect the water we drink, our wildlife, and our way of life.
When Ecologic began in 2002, one of the first shows was about bees. Our guests were a local beekeeper and an entomologist who specialized in native species of bees. Back then, there were about 3,500 species known to be native to the U.S. Now, about 4,000 are known. Many of them have never been studied, so no one knows what they need to stay alive. This provides a great opportunity for youngsters trying to decide on a major that will help the planet. Since that first show, Ecologic has done many shows on bees, even as their number has declined to a fraction of what they were in 2002. Pesticide use is up, but bee conservation articles are also up. Of course, the makers of bee-killing pesticides and their big retailers do not want to stop. When the European Union banned certain classes of particularly deadly bee-killing poisons, the chemical companies that made these poisons tried to get the law overturned rather than sell bee-safe and bird-safe pesticides, which do indeed exist. Here in the United States, the EPA has been very slow to ban pesticides that have been shown to be poisonous, sometimes restricting their use. New York City has a ban on putting poisonous pesticides, such as Roundup or neonicotinoids, on parks, playgrounds, or schoolyards. We can thank tireless efforts by a group of activists, including a class of kindergartners who wrote a play about poisonous pesticides and performed it for the New York City Council. The ban is not always honored by private gardeners, some of whom still only use poisonous pesticides.
Just before we finished writing our news, Sally got a wonderful article from Modern Farmer magazine about native bees, which we'll link to from our website, ecoradio.org. At last, native bees are getting a spotlight shown on them in terms of importance, economics, and conservation. I love it when some mainstream magazine says something that Ecologic has been saying for years. For example, the native squash bee. The hairs on a squash bee are just right for pollinating squash plants, and the farmer's yields are much higher with squash bees. Honeybees can pollinate squash, but they're just not as good at it.
Oh, I'm picturing the poor little honeybee huffing and puffing and carrying the heavy squash pollen that the squash bee evolved to do.
The U.S. Farm Bill is renewed every 5 years and is set for renewal soon. Gigantic agriculture corporations send batteries of lobbyists to influence Congress as they rewrite the Farm Bill. Environmental and food activists also lobby Congress. We will be doing an entire episode on the Farm Bill soon. One of the organizations lobbying for a better Farm Bill is the American Bird Conservancy, ABC. The way agriculture is managed is hazardous to grassland birds who are disappearing at alarming rates. ABC points out that grassland restoration in farming and ranching areas can play a major role in recovering bird populations. This is nearly a $500 billion bill passed every 5 years. It's the largest single source of annual conservation funding in the world. It contains vital land management programs that affect millions of birds across U.S. grasslands and provide farmers with incentives to conserve soil, water, and wildlife.
I'm part of the planning team for a Farm Bill conference sponsored by five Unitarian Universalist organizations to be held in Washington, D.C. on September 26th to 28th. We will have speakers from Farm Action, the Environmental Working Group, Interfaith Power and Light, and others, and the third day we'll be advocating at Senate offices. For more information, go to UUJEC.net and look for in the menu for Farming for Our Future, UUJEC.net. You'll hear a report and probably guests on a Farm Bill episode of Ecologic later this autumn.
Dan Bergwin is a gospel and folk singer-songwriter from upstate New York who used his ability as a gospel singer to write about renewable energy versus fossil fuels from a different angle. Here is Dan Bergwin singing Power from Above.
Sinners, are you ready for a little redemption to receive forgiveness for what we've done? The time has come to break bad habits. It's time to turn to the wind and sun. Just a little more power from above. Just a little more faith, respect, and love for this old earth, our only home. It may take strength to say no to that power from below, but there's salvation in the power from above. There's a better way than barrels of oil. There's a better way than lumps of coal. There's a better way to work together. Renewable power, that's our goal. That's our goal. Just a little more power from above. Just a little more faith, respect, and love for this old earth, our only home. It may take strength to say no to that power from below, but there's salvation in the power from above. What will we do for a better world? Get on your knees to hope and pray. Well, that's not enough unless we change. The judgment day is every day. Wars have been fought over who owns what. Lives have been lost and fortunes won. But you and I will someday win. Cause no one owns the wind or sun. Just a little more power from above. Just a little more faith, respect, and love for this old earth, our only home. It may take strength to say no to that power from below, but there's salvation in the power from above. A little more power from above. Just a little more faith, respect, and love for this old earth, our only home. It may take strength to say no to that power from below, but there's salvation in the power from above. Yes, there's salvation in the power from above.
That was Dan Bergwin singing Power from Above. You're listening to Ecologic, WBAI's premier environmental show, right here on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org. I'm Donna Stein.
I'm Sally Gellert.
And I'm Ken Gale.
We'll be back with news about fish that walk on land, Holtec moving radiation-contaminated equipment from New Jersey to New York, steel mills, and next steps in providing, protecting the Hudson River, and of course, more music in just a few minutes. Something all producers need to do is to raise money to keep WBAI on the air to ensure that the bills get paid and the transmission tower keeps transmitting.
Years ago, before Don and Sally joined the show, I went to a meeting of one of New York City's larger environmental groups and was introduced as the host of Ecologic. After the meeting, people came up to me to tell me how much they loved the show. Two people said they especially liked how positive and optimistic the show is. I didn't know how to react, and they continued by defining what they meant by optimism. On Ecologic, we always give solutions to any problem we raise. They loved that about Ecologic, and I loved their definition of optimism. I looked around, and everyone who had come over to me were nodding their heads. I just thought it was the right way to discuss an issue, and Ecologic has been hitting the optimism chord ever since. For some of our short news articles, we don't have time to give those solutions, but we will. And now I want to bring to you one of my favorite BAI personalities, Michael G. Haskins. Hi, Michael.
Hey, good morning, everybody, Sally and Donna and Ken Gale. All right, so we're in the midst of Ecologic, and you know, we're a commercial-free station, a listener-sponsored radio station. How long have we been on the air, guys? The station itself? Since 1960. How long is that? 63 years?
Yep.
Woo. All right. So that's been a minute. It's longer than any of us have been here, but that's the point. That's part of the point, that the station is here for successive generations. And that's what we're doing here today. We're trying to raise funds for this station. We're in a one-week fundraising drive, particularly around buddies, BAI buddies. Now, all of us can talk about BAI buddies and how you can become a BAI buddy, but I'm so excited to be a part of this program for them inviting me, because see, that's how this is done. You can't give an edict from on high and say, this one is supposed to be here and we want to have a manager here. No, it doesn't work like that. If the people want you, that is to say the producers and hosts want an individual to be part of a program, then that's how it's done. Excuse me. All right. So let me get that off my chest. So I'm here. Again, delighted to be here, and I'm looking forward to the conversation that they're going to have, and we're going to have more time. We're going to take this to the top of the hour. I want to hear about Holtec moving radiation-contaminated equipment from New Jersey to New York. You thought this was all over now? No, it's not over, and that's part of the That's the point that they bring out, these folks bring out each and every week. So we want you to become BAI buddies so you can hear about bees. When do you hear about bees on another radio station, on another television, a cable station? Well, when a bee colony is in crisis, I mean serious crisis, well, all the bees are going to go away. If all the bees are going to go away, where are we going to have our apples and our pears and so on? But these folks are always on top of the issues years before anyone else is. And thankful to us that we have them. So become a BAI buddy for as little as $10 a month. As little as $10 a month, you can become that sustaining member, helping us to sustain this radio station so you can hear programs like Ecologic and all of the other programs that you listen to on a 24-hour basis. Ken and Sally and Don, I've been talking a little bit too much. I'm a little excited because I had a little problem in the beginning of the show, but we're rolling now. So let's get folks calling in and supporting Ecologic on WBAI, 212-209-2950.
Hey, we do talk a lot about nature and animals. In fact, we have a celebration of nature series that includes weird and unusual animals, shows on birds and butterflies and bees. We've done stories on wildlife crossings, our own nature experiences, and animals of land, sea, and air. Whales and otters, migrating and native birds, and more. We'd love for you to become an Ecologic WBAI buddy to ensure that we keep bringing you celebrations of nature. We're currently planning another one on interesting animals. Please call and make your pledge at 212-209-2950.
But, of course, all animals are interesting. On our Weird and Unusual Animals show, which can be heard on the archives, we learned from biologist Abby Haper about fish that can actually and do walk on land. Those are mudskippers, Dr. Abby's favorite weird animal. Mudskippers are being studied to get insights into how fish may have evolved into terrestrial animals such as amphibians. Celebration nature stories like this are why you need to support Ecologic and WBAI. Sign up to be our ecologic buddy online at give2wbai.org.
Now, here's a fun song from the New York City Metro Raging Grannies CD Premium, Still Aging, Still Raging. This is one of the 21 songs you'll get for a $35 donation. Let's hear The Climate It Is A-Changing.
Come gather round, people, we want you to hear. Our ozone depletion is something we fear. The ice cap is melting, hot future is near. If the earth to you is worth saving, goodbye to comforts we all hold so dear. For the climate, it is a-changing. Our planet cannot continue this way. Listen quite closely to all that we say. Our weather has been rearranging. Don't burn fossil fuels, it's a small price to pay. For the climate, it is a-changing. The earth will soon be wrapped in a cloak, a polluted air us all choke. Holes in the ozone are hardly a joke. Our atmosphere's rearranging. Let's clean up the planet before we all croak. For the climate, it is a-changing. We value the earth, to us all it belongs.
That was the New York City Metro Raging Grannies singing The Climate Is A-Changing. Get the CD for yourself now. They cover a dozen different political and social topics. Civil rights, peace, immigration, for a $35 donation. Ken, you're muted.
Thank you, Donna. Those of you who go to a lot of marches and rallies have probably seen the New York City Metro Raging Grannies many times. They march and sing on behalf of many different political and social issues, including climate, banking reform, peace, labor, immigration, civil rights of all kinds, such as women's rights, gay rights, and Black Lives Matter. Get the CD. You can listen to it anytime you want.
They have even sung their testimony at public hearings. At one memorable Nuclear Regulatory Commission hearing in Westchester, The agency folks noticeably reacted to the half dozen or more women approaching the microphone, but they were instantly reassured. We won't take much time. We just have a song for you. The atmosphere noticeably lightened after their song.
Now back to the news. Earth Justice's latest campaign is to strengthen the steel mill's emissions rule. From their website, steel production is highly polluting. The 10 steel mills operating in the U.S. release more than 500 tons of toxic metals into the air of neighboring communities each year, and it is likely that more than one quarter of these emissions, more than 75 tons per year, are lead. Lead is a suspected carcinogen and can cause high blood pressure and brain, kidney, and reproductive health issues in adults. It can also stunt children's brain development, permanently damaging their ability to learn. Steel mills' lead emissions make them the worst source of lead in the U.S. The EPA must hold these steel mills accountable for the irreversible damage caused to people's health.
There is no other station like WBAI. We have longer, more in-depth interviews than almost all mainstream programs. We don't bend to corporate advertisers at BAI or at other Pacifica stations, as our funds come from listeners like you.
We support every environmental issue, so a donation to us is like supporting many groups at the same time. Ecologic brings you actions you can take: letters, emails, petitions, rallies, marches, direct actions, concerts, webinars, conferences, lobbying efforts. It's all important. Your donations help us help community groups get the word out.
Some of you are returning listeners. Welcome back. Aren't you glad many of your old favorites are still on the air? Ecologic has been on WBAI for more than 21 years. And what great new shows have you found? We often hear from people who rediscovered BAI. They appreciate our independence and the news, information, and entertainment that is so different from corporate media. We have such a great history and a great future. Help ensure that when you tune in next, we are here for you. Please support us with a donation today to let us know that you're listening. No amount is too small or too big. You can contribute by mail or call 212-209-2950 or go to ecologic.wbai.org.
Do you remember tuning in to WBAI in October 2019 and finding dead air? It was shocking. It was before COVID, but there was a different threat that knocked on the door. A rogue group from Pacifica, WBAI's parent organization, conspired to close WBAI and sell the radio signal. That's our most valuable asset. WBAI supporters, including WBAI Fightback, went to court to get our station back. But that was just the first step. The bad guys are not going away. As in the environmental movements, they keep coming back. We must stay vigilant. If you want to see WBAI stay afloat, please see this, feel this, hear this radio station as yours. We all know that money is tight now, and that goes double for nonprofits and all people's media. Let's all chip in to keep our station strong. Can you afford to pledge as an Ecologic BAI buddy for just $10 a month, maybe even $15 or more? We really need your support. Please help to keep us on the air.
I was at a rally a couple months ago. In fact, it was a rally to stop Citibank from investing money in fossil fuels, and got into a conversation about Ecologic with a young couple who were glad to know we exist and asked, "What radio station?" When I told them WBAI, they said, "Of course. What other radio station would have a show like that?" They knew about the uniqueness and breadth of information on BAI. You probably do too. So if you are not a member yet, now's the time to join. Join us to help keep Ecologic on the air.
Also important is the members' election that started recently. Voting is scheduled to continue until September 30th, and we need all our members to participate. If you have donated at least $25 between July 2022 and June 30th, 2023, or volunteered at least 3 hours, you are a voting member. Please watch out for your ballot. It will be as important to saving the station as all the efforts in October 2019. There's voting almost every year, so becoming a member is always a good thing. Please send in your $25. This really is your radio station.
You who listen to WBAI have access to information that your friends and family who don't listen don't have. You hear experts, they don't hear. You have facts, they don't have. You know about events they don't know about. This is your station, your programming. Be part of it and please show your love by donating in the name of Ecologic. Go to the WBAI archives and listen to an episode of Ecologic that you missed or want to hear again. www.ecoradio.org has a list of the last 3 years of Ecologic and direct links to hear them.
If you want, you can send a check or money order for your membership and our premiums mail to WBAI Radio. Attention, membership, 388 Atlantic Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11217. That's 388 Atlantic Avenue, Brooklyn, 11217.
We really hope that you're enjoying the Raging Granny songs today. We'll play more, and you can listen to them anytime if you pledge just $35 for one of their CDs or $40 for the DVD of the Raging Grannies with Pete Seeger at Clearwater. We have two Raging Granny CDs and a DVD. at ecologic.wbai.org. That also makes you a voting member of WBAI. If you can spend just $10 or $15 a month, you can be an Ecologic BAI buddy and help us bring environmental music to you all year.
Here's an environmental song that nearly everyone knows, one of the first in many of our memories. Marvin Gaye's Mercy, Mercy Me, the Ecology Song.
On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury.
Was Marvin Gaye singing Mercy, Mercy Me, the Ecology Song.
How can you not sing along to that song? You're listening to Ecologic, WBAI's premier environmental show, right here on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org. I'm Ken Gale.
I'm Sally Gellert.
And I'm Donna Stein. Jimmy Buffett was most known for his feel-good music, but he also used his fame for helping the environment. With a hands-on approach, he worked to save the manatees and the ocean reefs from pollution. He will be missed for all his accomplishments. His music and his conservation foundation live on.
I recently got another email offering environmental webinars for quite big fees. I looked at their list and realized that Ecologic has done shows on all of those topics, usually with better experts. We don't charge for show. This is broadcast radio. You only have to tune in. We're always here for you. So how do Ecologic and WBAI and Pacifica pay our bills? With your help. Membership in WBAI is a fraction of what even one of those webinars charge. Pacifica started listener-supported radio in 1949. People said Lou Hill was crazy to not have commercials and ask people to pay for what they get for free. But he was right in 1949, and he's right in 2023. No advertising means free speech. But transmitters and engineers do have a cost. Becoming an Ecologic BAI buddy gives us the reliable source of support that we need and can depend on, just as you can depend on WBAI. Paying just $10 or $15 a month more would be even more helpful to this station that's important to you. You get not only the four Ecologic programs in a month, but also more than 700 hours of programming each month from which to choose. How much time do you spend listening to BAI each month? Do you listen every day, several times a week, to your favorite shows? We're grateful that you chose to be with us. Becoming an Ecologic BAI buddy gives us a reliable source of support. If you listen just an hour a day, that's 50 cents a program. Where else can you find that much value? Lots of environmental information per minute and per dollar. You decide on an amount that's right for you to donate each month, and you'll be helping the radio station survive these troubled times with a sustainable stream of support. Join us as an Ecologic BAI buddy at give2wbai.org or by calling 212-209-2950.
Becoming a BAI buddy makes it easy for you to support your radio station and is a convenient and budget-friendly way to give. And special for this fundraising drive, we can give you an Ecologic CD with a $15 buddy pledge. Renewals are automatic, but you can change your donation amount whenever you like. Call 212-209-2950 and say you want a BAI buddy for any amount and that you want to do it in honor of Ecologic or all BAI shows. You can also visit WBAI and click the green BAI buddy sign with the peace dove and sign up through our safe, friendly portal with thanks from us at Ecologic and WBAI.
It's easy and quick to become a BAI buddy. Decide on an amount that you can contribute monthly, then call 212-209-2950 or visit WBAI.org. In just a few minutes, you'll let us know that you value independent, progressive news, information, and entertainment. You'll be proud to be doing your part to keep BAI on the air, serving our communities. Become a BAI buddy today by calling 212-209-2950 or visiting WBAI.org and clicking the green BAI buddy sign with a peace dove. And today we have a special for you. You become a BAI buddy for $15 a month, and we will throw in a CD of the Raging Grannies. How do you like that?
We'd like to thank all of you who joined WBAI with your membership gifts, especially our BAI buddies who have made the commitment to give an amount they choose each month. If that's not you yet, we invite you to join our BAI buddies today by calling 212-209-2950 or visit WBAI.org and clicking the green BAI buddy sign. Please show your love.
Now for some more music while you figure out how much you can spare for your monthly BAI buddy pledge.
This is Mercy of the New York City Metro Raging Grannies. We sing about every political and social issue, and our CD, Still Aging, Still Raging, contains a song about every one of them. There were 14 grannies raging on the 21 songs. One of us was nearly 100 years old at the time, and one is now getting close to 100. Several of us perform as solo acts. The last song in the CD sums up the whole CD and almost sums up all of WBAI, too. Here's Corporations Run the World.
Corporations, here they come, causing pandemonium. Supreme Court rewards them and lets them expand. And now that they're unleashed, our elections they'll command. They can make us cower more. They can buy their power. Wall Street firms won't go away. They're better than human, can't go to jail. And Congress preserves them, saying they're too big to fail. Elections should not be bankrolled by companies with lots of gold. Votes should not be bought and sold.
ocean, and BP drilled for more oil. They flooded the whole Gulf, and now all life there is destroyed. So we must stop their power now. Stop their oily shower now. Make this their last hour now. Let the people run the world. Jobs are going up in smoke. States and towns are going broke. Our highways and bridges need major repairs. But Congress insists that they haven't got a buck to spare. Make corporations pay their share and tax every billionaire. Our deficit will disappear. Let the people run.
That was the New York City Metro Raging Grannies singing Corporations Run the World. At a New York City Council hearing on a resolution to stop the Trans-Pacific Partnership, five of the grannies approached the speaker's table when one name was announced. The bailiff said only one person was allowed. Mercy Van Black told him that they were only one person. He didn't understand that at all. One of the women sat down, not the one whose name was called, and he said, "She can't sit down." Mercy replied, "She's 100 years old. She gets to sit down." At that, the bailiff turned around and walked away. After they sang, the facilitator of the hearing never stopped smiling. They covered more of the TPP issue than any other speaker did.
I'll never forget that day. On August 24th, Amanda Oglesby of the Asbury Park Press reported, on May 3rd, two packages from Oyster Creek arrived at the defunct Indian Point Energy Center in Buchanan, New York, which was also owned by Holtec. One of the two packages contained radiation-contaminated equipment that, on its top side, gave off levels of radiation more than double the limits set by the U.S. Department of Transportation, according to the inspection report. The radiation emitted by the package is about two-thirds of the average U.S. American's annual exposure. The NRC noted that the apparent violation, and is considering escalated enforcement action, including a civil penalty. NRC penalties for improper transport, loss, abandonment, and improper disposal range from $7,000 to $54,000. Edwin Lyman, director of the Nuclear Power Safety Program at the science advocacy group Union of Concerned Scientists, said, "It appears that Holtec's radiological monitoring was extremely sloppy and underestimated the peak dose, posing unacceptable risks to the misinformed conveyance driver and anyone else in close proximity to the package. Nearby vehicles were probably not put at significantly increased risk unless there was a traffic jam resulting in someone unfortunate being stuck near the open transport vehicle for an extended period of time. Holtec definitely deserves a penalty for this." Advocates have long noted Holtec's lack of experience in decommissioning and reputation for cutting corners to maximize profit. This is just another piece of evidence.
Well, Don, I think it's time to wrap up.
So it is like Sally said, it's time to wrap up. So thanks for joining us this morning. We have lots of links to more information on our website, ecoradio.org. That's ecoradio.org. We also have an archive of our past shows.
We love to stay in touch with you. So those of you online, please go to www.ecoradio.org and sign up for our email list. Those of you on Facebook, please like our page. We're WBAI Ecologic, no dashes.
To support Ecologic, you can choose from our many premiums at ecologic.wbai.org. Become a member or contribute monthly as an Ecologic BAI buddy. Call 212-209-2950. We love to see those Ecologic buddy pledges. And for a $15 pledge, you'll get a copy of the Raging Grannies CD.
WBAI is community radio, and there are lots of ways to get involved. And, of course, we always need your donations. We need your contributions to support everything that makes a broadcast happen. The engineers, electricity, equipment, upkeep, rent. Pledging now as a BAI buddy during this show really helps Ecologica especially.
We are always glad to have you with us for Ecologic, live or on the archives. If you listen live, we may be able to take your call and answer your question.
This show will be on the WBAI archives in just 5 or 10 minutes. Our thanks to our engineer, Michael G. Haskins. We couldn't do this without you. I'm Sally Gellert.
I'm Ken Gale.
And I'm Donna Stein. Join us next Wednesday, September 13th at 10 a.m. as we discuss the Peekskill Riot, McCarthyism, and the environment. Check our website for details. See you on the End Fossil Fuels March on Sunday, September 17th, which is also the 12th anniversary of Occupy Wall Street. And thanks to Michael G. for helping us today on the podcast. We really appreciate you, Michael. Thanks for being our listeners, everybody.
See the sun, how bright it shines on the nations of the earth. All who share this thing called life celebrate each day's rebirth.
Solar power, inexpensive energy.
I'm sorry. I hate to step on their outro music, but I don't want to go further until we get every possible pledge, every possible subscriber to call in and support Ecologic. Call our pledge line right now at 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. Sally Gellert, Ken Gale, Donna Stein, Wednesday at 10 a.m. Right after that program will be the following program, and that is Living for the City. But we haven't gotten there yet. We're still waiting on your calls coming in to support this program. We want you to become that BAI buddy. And for a $15 contribution, you will get a copy of Raging Grannies. You heard Raging Grannies throughout the program. Do make that call. Do make that contribution. Do support this radio station, WBAI. Listener sponsored and commercially free. Thank you so very, very much for your help and continued support.
Every day the same, me grooving. Every day the same, me grooving. Got no time, keep moving. Got no time. suck.